Wasn't that?
There you go. In all that you do, do heartily unto the Lord. So, but it's good to have you with us this last Sunday of 2015, and we're between Christmas. I trust you had a great Christmas and New Year's, and we're in Psalm 44. So if you have your Bibles or you want to look on the overhead, Psalm 44, it's a psalm of David. When God's people fall on hard times, it's mingled with faith and sorrow, and it's a reminder of the nation's ancient glory, but their present grief, and it's a cry for help in time of trouble. It's a psalm that we need, cry for help in times of trouble. Well, follow along in Psalm 44. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days and days of old. You drove out the nations with your hand. You planted them. You afflicted the peoples and cast them out. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will triumph, trample those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In God, we boast all day long and praise your name forever. But you have cast us off and put us to shame, and you do not go out with our armies. You make us turn back from our enemy, and those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves. You have given us like sheep intended for food, and have not scattered us among the nations, You sell your people next to nothing and are not enriched by selling them. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those around us. You make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. My dishonor is continually before me, and the shame of my face has covered me because of the voice of him who reproaches and reviles, because of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart is not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. But you have severely broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with a shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a foreign God, would God not search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise, do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake. Let's remain standing as Stacy comes out and opens for us in a word of prayer. And then after that, feel free to stand or sit, raise your hands, just praise the Lord as we worship.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning, this new day, God, that you have come and you have joined us in this place. And Lord, we're grateful and we're thankful because you reminded us this morning that God is with us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Your word says, Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And our freedom is not found in the things of this world, but our freedom is found in you. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, this morning because you're not only with us, God, you're in us and you're alive, Lord. And we thank you so much, Lord, that you've called each one of us to be able to come to your throne of grace, to come to the foot of the cross, and then to enter into that holy of holies, God, where we can join you. And we can fellowship with you, God, and you can fellowship with us. So this morning, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your precious gift of Jesus Christ to us. Thank you for that precious gift of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. Thank you, God, that we have fellowship with you and one with another. Thank you, God, for your word this morning. And Lord, thank you for this body of believers that we can come together, Lord, and we can love you and we can love one another. God, thank you for this new day, our last Sunday for us, God, in this place of this year, 2015. And God, we look forward for the things that you have for us, the things that lay ahead that we have not heard or seen yet. As your body of believers, God, man, we're excited. So we ask for your blessings this morning, God. We ask for your blessing upon our pastor and the message that you've given him. We ask for the blessing of our praise band here as we continue, Lord, in praise and worship and lifting up of our hearts and our hands and our minds to you this morning. Lord, we would pray your spirit be poured out upon the whole campus and all that it entails. Thank you so much, God, for allowing us to be here this morning and calling us to have fellowship one with another and with you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
sing your peace. You are peace, you are peace. When my fear is crippling, you are true, you are true. Even in my wandering, you are joy, you are joy. You're the reason that I sing. You are life, you are life. In you death is lost its sting. Thank you. stains now clean. Your breath fills up my lungs.